Visitation. Excitement is building over the upcoming report on UFOs from the Department of Defense. All I can say is I hope we are not in for a big disappointment. There are a couple of ways we could be disappointed. One way is the report doesn't come out. Another way is it is so redacted it really doesn't tell us much. Another way is to keep on delaying it until the public gets tired of hearing about it and forgets about it. That last way is very popular in political circles and is used all the time for things they don't want us to know in a variety of circumstances. I don't know how many of you have noticed, but there is a flood of UFO stories coming out. One article I read claimed over 65% of Americans believe UFOs are alien. I don't know who the sampling was composed of. But I do know in all the years I have been following the UFO scene I have never seen as much interest. Now that the ridicule factor is almost zero, some politicians have come out and spoke about UFOs and even said we have to take them seriously. I don't agree with everything some of them said, such as they are a danger and want to declare war on us. First of all, that would not be much of a war since they are so far advanced and they had thousands of years to do that and haven't. Some do present a danger to planes as they zip around and sometimes follow planes and the planes have to get out of the way. Senator Marco Rubio said we have to take them seriously. Former heads of some government agencies said they are not from the Earth. I never thought I would hear people with that background admitting some UFOs are alien. I am a firm believer everyone should be alerted to the fact we are being visited and invite them to meet with us. Hey, they are here already, so why not get to know them? If they wanted to hurt us, they could have done it at any time. The US Navy seems to be deeply involved with many UFO sightings and that makes sense since the Earth is mostly covered by water. Navy personnel have talked about a sighting which took place in 2004. I don't believe they could have been allowed to talk about it then. A couple of fighter pilots said they noticed a patch of water being disturbed and a tic-tac-shaped UFO hovering above it without propulsion. They made this statement on a segment of the television show 60 Minutes. It just shows how things have changed. What chance would two people have had to get on 60 Minutes years ago to talk about UFO sightings? The answer is none. One of the things which has upset the government is the fact UFOs sometimes enter restricted airspace. I mean, what did they expect? Did we really think they would respect our rules on airspace? Witnesses, especially pilots in the military and sailors on ships, are getting very upset about the numbers of UFO encounters they are having. It looks like the aliens are trying to force the issue to get recognized and they are succeeding. With all these sightings, does the government actually think they have a chance of hiding the fact any longer or by just ignoring it? The fact is we have a sky full of alien craft which appear all over the world, go wherever they want and are being seen by millions of people worldwide. I say millions because the reported sightings are only a fraction of all the sightings. Most people still do not report UFO sightings. One of the biggest surprises was the fact the Pentagon confirmed the footage taken in 2019 from the USS Omaha, and said the sightings of UFOs was being investigated by the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force known as UAPTF. They admitted the video recorded was genuine, which was a very big step for the government. The video shows a UFO or UAP as the government now named them flying into the ocean without damage. The government calls this a transmedium vehicle. It has been our dream for decades to have an aerial vehicle such as a plane which could also go underwater. The deadline for the government report on UFOs is scheduled to be released on the 1st of June 2021, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that date. One thing I believe about UFOs is they are here to learn everything about us and monitor our progress. We have to learn from history and that is why it is so important to not change it. We can see proof this monitoring has been going on for a very long time, even when humans lived in caves, and we know this since they painted pictures of UFOs on the cave walls. Even that far back they were interested in us. There are some theories about UFOs I would just like to throw out to you, even though I am not saying whether I agree with them or not. One is that dinosaurs were destroyed by aliens so the human race could survive and develop. Another is we have special powers but we don't realize it yet and have to learn about them, but the aliens already know about this and this is one of the reasons they are so interested in us. Lastly, the aliens might be interested in us for religious purposes we do not understand. There is no proof for any of this, just speculation, but we do know there is something going on and they are giving us messages. One of these messages was the shutting down of our nuclear missiles. A UFO appeared over Malmstrom Air Force Base and shut down our nuclear weapons and they have done this quite a few times. They don't only do this to a couple of missiles, they have shut down as many as 50 at once, but the official government reply was, it was a bug in the software. When you can see a UFO hovering over a nuclear base and the missiles go offline, it is hard to say it was just a computer glitch. We are being sent a message and that is, nuclear war is wrong and maybe we are even being told it won't be allowed. Yes, something is happening and we seem to have more UFOs coming here than ever. It is about time the government admits what most of us already know, we are being visited by extraterrestrials.